welcome to the next episode of the Foss North Pod. Today we're going to speak a bit about the Creative Commons licenses. So, Gina, take it away.
Okay, thank you. So yes, exactly. It will be about Creative Commons. You can see here their logo with a heart. So what problem does this do those licenses solve? When artwork is created, it's automatically under the author's copyright. The copyright enables the author to say who can do what with their artwork. And then instead of granting rights to every user separately, they can use a Creative Commons license for their artwork. That way, everyone knows how they are allowed to use that that artwork from this author. And the license may not be revoked. Anyone who receives the license may rely on it, even if the author stops distributing it. So what do people license under the
creative? Is this different from what would you do otherwise if you create some artwork? Would you sell it to some agency or?
So normally you would then license is per user basically. So either if you have a picture, you sell it to a customer and they can do something with it. But you this way it's nice because you can slap this license on it, and then you don't need to deal with the with each and every user asking for permission.
All right. Yeah.
So what do people license under the Creative Commons? Contrary to the other licenses which we had in this series, it's not really for code, but it's for educational material. People license art under it, books, photos, music, videos, different tools even. So if you create a tool, you can license it under this. 3D models, you can find 3D models under this license. Sometimes scientific research, a lot of government open data is under this license, and other mostly digital creative works. So a little bit of history, not much, but the organization was founded in 2001 by Lawrence Lessig, Hall Abelson and Eric Eldred, I think. And at least at the beginning, Aaron Schwartz, who is quite famous, was one of the early architects of the Creative Commons, so until he committed suicide. The first set of copyright licenses were released in December 2002. And as of today, there are about 1.6 billion works licensed under this those various Creative Commons licenses. Flickr sticks out with they alone host about 415 million photos under the Creative Commons license. They have a nice search for it, and there are a lot of good things to see there.
Is that a requirement to put photos on Flickr, that you license them in this way?
No, it's up to you. You can choose a normal license or one of the Creative Commons licenses. The nice part is that you can choose it. It's easy to choose, and you can make it your default license if you upload to Flickr, for example. That's what I'm doing.
I think you can do the same for YouTube. They have a Creative Commons license and the YouTube standard license or something when you upload there.
Oh, yeah. I think our stuff is under the Creative Commons on YouTube, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It should be.
Yeah. Yeah, at least it should be, yes. That's true. So here is a picture of those founders. So you can see mostly older guys.
I don't think Aaron was that old.
No, that's the only... but he's no more, so yeah. But that's true. He was the exception, the teenager. then let's talk about the Creative Commons license spectrum, because there are a lot of those licenses. And I found on Wikipedia a nice overview over them in one picture, where you can see the spectrum, the where on the top you have public, more public domain, at the bottom all right reserved. Then on the left side it indicates use case, the use cases allowed. On the right side, the license components, because each license it can be built out of components. The dark green area indicates free cultural work compatible licenses, so you can combine it with other things. And the two green areas, compatibility with the remix culture. That's kind of it. Then what do all those symbols which we've seen mean? So let's go through them, through a couple of combination to get a nice overview. So this logo is just the Creative Commons logo. You can use it to indicate that you are licensing your artwork under the Creative Commons license, and to signify which one of the licenses you want to use, you combine it with one or more of the other logos. So the this one is lets you so it's the attribution license or CC BY. It lets you others distribute, remix, adapt, and build upon your work, even commercially. So as long as they credit you for the original creation. This is the most accommodating of the licenses offered. It's for maximum freedom, basically.
And this is basically a permissive license, isn't it? If you compare to the earlier licenses we've spoken about.
That is true, yes. So it doesn't force your artwork to be also under the same license and so on. So you just need to say attribute who's the original author, and you can do whatever you want with it. Then there's
I found that the attribution, for example, with Flickr, some companies, organizations, and stuff have used some of my photos on Flickr, and it seems to be tricky to attribute for some people, which is confusing for me. But another thing is that I do get a lot of questions, not a lot, but I do get some questions regarding my photos on Flickr, regarding the license. And I think Creative Commons has made a great job in making the license easy to read and using pictograms to make it easy to understand. Still, we get questions. Can I use your photo? Yeah, it's under Creative Commons. You can, but it's funny.
Yeah, I get that also sometimes. But I think people just want to be cautious to not do something wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, then the attribution share alike. So that's a combination of the attribution and the share alike. So the license lets others remix, adapt, and build upon your work, even for commercial purposes, as long as they credit you and license their new creations under the identical terms. So this is not a permissive license. This is one of those copyleft-like licenses, where if you take and reuse someone else's, which is under this license, you also need to license your own stuff under this share alike license, basically.
But you could release something under the share alike license without attribution, right? Is that possible? I suppose it should be possible.
Yes, it is. I think I took the examples from the website because I think they chose those examples to explain how those combinations would work together.
Mm. And I guess it's the most common use cases as well.
Yes, exactly. Then attribution no deriv derivative work, basically. The license lets others reuse the work for any purpose, including commercially. However, it can be shared with others in adapted form, and credit must be provided to you.
You mean it cannot be shared?
Can't be shared.
How would we describe this in the previous in like software license terms? This is more like freeware then, isn't it? So you can't modify it. That's what's been taken away.
Yes, that is true, yeah.
So there is no such license, because that would violate, for example, one of the four freedoms.
Yep.
The freedom to study, modify.
Yeah.
But it's not exactly like freeware either, because you have access to the source in a way. You're just not allowed to change it.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, next one, attribution non-commercial. So this license lets others remix, adapt, and build upon your work non-commercially. And although their new works must also acknowledge you and be non-commercial, they don't have to license their derivative work under the same terms. And they offer a couple of those pictures for different areas, so you have a European, like a euro sign or a yen sign for the Japanese market.
But then this would mean that even though you can change the license, so let's say you would take a work licensed under the non-commercial Creative Commons.
Yeah.
And then you would change it and relicense it to, I mean, it's a stupid idea, but let's say you would relicense it to GPL. That you can't do, because GPL allows commercial use,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's exactly right, yes. So it would be incompatible with it, yeah.
I find it hard to understand the meaning of commercial here. Since I'm egocentric as a person, let's go back to my examples with some of my photos in Flickr, on Flickr. If somebody uses that, is that commercial use if they are selling a product and using my picture to like promote the product?
Absolutely, I would say yes.
Yeah, but I'm not sure, because it's not my work they are selling. So
no, they are using your work to promote their business, so that's a commercial use.
But I think this is tricky. So, for example, if a company has a blog and they're using one of my photos in their blog just for fun, is that commercial use?
I would say we can look at, for example, GDPR also, which is also talking about commercial use and non-and household use. So perhaps there is some similarities to get, where it really depends on a lot of details, and the devil is in the details where the border between those two are.
I mean, and again, just to reiterate what we said last time, so this is not a free software and open source license either, because it's the discrimination about for a purpose or a group, so to speak.
Yes. I'm not sure even if anyone calls any of those Creative Commons licenses open source licenses. I think they are just Creative Commons licenses.
Yeah, I'm just trying to relate to the previous discussions of permissive and so on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, then that's true, yes. Okay, attribution non-commercial share alike. I think we kind of understand now. You can combine them. So here, the license lets others remix, adapt, and build upon your work non-commercially again, as long as they credit you and license their new creations under the identical terms. So this is, I think quite obvious now that we've gone through most of them. And here again, attribution non-commercial, but no derivatives. Again, this is the most restrictive of the six main licenses, only allowing others to download your works and share them with others, as long as you they credit you, but they can't change them in any way or use them commercially. And then there are two outliners somehow. There's a CC0 license, and they write, use this universal tool if you are a holder of copyright or database rights and you wish to waive all your interests, if any, in your work worldwide. This may be the case if you are reproducing an underlying work that is in the public domain and want to communicate that you claim no copyright in your digital copy, where copyright law may grant protection. And the next one is...
But I suppose this CC0 would also apply if you just create something yourself and you would like to put it in public domain, but you're in a jurisdiction where there is no public domain.
Yeah, I guess using CC0 for creative works or the unlicensed or something like that for software code, I guess, is a better way to put it into public domain, since the concept isn't universal.
The funny part is that the next is the public domain mark, so it's not quite clear to me how those two relate.
and a point here I think is important, again... The being influenced by my work with a German lawyer, there's the liability thing. So this would not work in Germany, and I don't think it will work nicely in Sweden either. I don't think you can take away the liability, and that is, so you would be responsible for some damages that could possibly be done, even though you're putting CC0 on it.
Okay.
So it's not like in public domain.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure, perhaps this like calls for another discussion with a lawyer.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. And then the public domain mark, use this tool if you have identified a work that is free of known copyright restrictions. I would guess this is like a really old work, which is completely outside of any copyright because it's like over 100 years old or something like that. Although Creative Commons does not recommend this tool for works that are restricted by copyright laws in one or more jurisdictions. So you would need to really check that this is the case for in all over the world, basically, before you do that.
Yeah.
And lastly, they do have a license chooser, which helps you to choose your license because it's so modular. It's a nice way of helping people to choose the license. So in there, you can... choose between so in allow adaptations of your work to be shared, yes, no, or yes as long as others share alike, and then allow commercial uses of your work, yes or no, and then they give you one of those licenses basically to use.
Yeah, and they tell you how to announce the license and how to attribute, and they link to the full license text. And I think the license texts are available in quite a few languages. I know it's available in Swedish, German, and English at least, but I think it's quite widely translated.
Yeah. Exactly, yes, that's true.
They chose Creative Commons. They chose a different approach than the free and open source software did. They translated, as you say, Juan, the license to the various different places or countries. But whereas the open source and free software licenses, they are not translated. So everyone is using the English translation. And it would be interesting to have a discussion on that with a lawyer. What were the benefits of choosing this approach, and what were the downsides?
Yeah, and I wonder how, if you as an English speaker were to take something that's licensed under the Swedish version of the license text, for instance, Does Creative Commons guarantee that the licenses are identical or compatible, or are there implications? Yeah, we need to bring a lawyer.
I know the two guys that made the Swedish translation, so perhaps we should talk to them about the problems actually doing the translation.
Yeah, let's try to get them on board.
Okay, great. Yeah. Yeah, that's it, basically. And thank you for listening, and like and subscribe on our YouTube channel. And if you listen to podcasts, we have this as a podcast for your podcast catcher on our website foss-norse.se/pod. And please, if you have comments, you can comment on YouTube, or you can email us at info@foss-gbg.se.
And I suppose if you are confused by the use of graphics, then the slides will be available together with the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You can follow it.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.